You are listening to the Developing Up Podcast.
This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer.
Good afternoon, Mike. Welcome to episode lucky number 13.
Lucky number 13. I like it when 13 is a lucky number and not an unlucky. It's weird because in a building, 13th floor is unlucky.
All right. So I saw something recently. I can't believe this just popped into my head. But is it true that buildings don't have floor 13?
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
I can't remember the last time I was in a building that had at least 13 floors. But I think maybe there was the case maybe in one building.
Okay, I've never actually noticed or looked at the elevator buttons to see, but it seems like it'd have to be a well-established practice to skip the 13th floor.
Do we have any listeners out there who work or live in high-rise buildings? Can you run to the elevator bank for us and quickly check if you have a 13th floor? And if you do, tweet us at DevUp Podcast. Let us know.
We'll even send you a sticker.
Oh, all right. What a great intro to stickers. So, Jake, what's the exciting news of what we have?
So Mike Miles came up to me last week and he was like, hey, can you shoot me over the artwork for the Developing Up podcast? And I was like, yeah, okay, give me a minute. And I sent it over. And actually, I didn't even send it over. I put it in our Dropbox. And 2 days later, I had a pile of stickers on my desk.
I want to do a thank you to Sticker Mule for awesome stickers.
Super nice quality, nice rounded corners of our cover artwork. And we want to give them out.
So before we get into how we give out stickers, I want to welcome everybody. Of course, this is the Developing Up podcast. So if you're a new listener, thank you for joining us. This is the podcast where we talk about the non-technical side of being a developer. And I've told that to people before, Jake, and they're like, a developer, like contractor, like you work with machinery. So to clarify, we talk about like software development, web development. There's way more than the technical skills that you've learned in your career. I guess they're also called soft skills. Yeah, because I guess development would be the hard skill. So
yeah,
soft skills of development. So welcome. And for any returning listeners, welcome, of course, to lucky episode number 13.
Yeah. So we have do you want to talk more about stickers or do you want to just jump into it?
So real quick. Yeah. So we got these awesome stickers. We're happy to give them out. And we're actually going to be sending one to Tom, who's one of our listeners, who actually sent us the topic we're going to talk about tonight. So Tom, thank you for your suggestion. Thank you for sending us an email at hello@developingup.com. Great suggestion. I'm excited to talk about it.
I am too. Yes. Thank you, good sir. We're psyched about this episode. The topic is leading by example. Now, do you want to tell me what you think leading by example means?
In my opinion, leading by example as a developer is showing everyone the best developer you can be. And what's that phrase? Putting your money where your mouth is. Like not doing just over the bare minimum is leading by example. No, right. No. That's a bad. Doing more than the bare minimum is definitely a way to lead by example, but showing the best that you can do to inspire others to do the best that they can do.
I would agree. Walking the walk, so to speak.
All right, walking the walk, yeah. That's
instead of talking the talk. In kind of working on these show notes, I kind of came to the conclusion that leading by example is something that we do no matter what, for better or for worse. So I thought that might be worth talking about briefly right up front. You know, if we do something for better or worse, it is leading by example. Now, that's one way of looking at it. Whether or not it's effective or if people follow it, that's a whole other conversation. But I thought that, you know, in the context of what we're talking about today, when we say leading by example, we really mean leading by good example. You're setting an example no matter what, and whether that's a good example or a bad example remains to be seen.
Okay, so no matter what, every day when you come to work, when you start your development, when you're in your work environment, you are setting some sort of example either for yourself or for others, and that's what people see, and you want to make sure you're projecting a good image in the right sort of examples.
Exactly, Mike. And today we're talking about setting those good examples, leading by the good examples. Leading by great examples.
Leading by great. Yeah. Why does it have to be good examples? Great examples.
Right. So let's start by talking about the benefits of leading by example, or benefits and importance of leading by example.
Yeah. And there are a number of ways that you benefit from leading by example. and I, we're going to talk about this, but there's ways that benefit yourself and ways that benefit the people you work with or your team. So let's start with how you benefit yourself, because everyone loves talking about themselves, and we want you to know how you can benefit yourself. Okay, Jake, so what's our first benefit of leading by example in a great way?
I would say that when you lead by example in a great way, you are establishing an authority as a leader or a thought leader. You are proving to people that you are someone that they can follow confidently. People are going to look to you for answers and solutions. People are going to want to do things your way.
Yeah, so you show confidence in your skills and your abilities, which others then have confidence in you. And that, I want to say that's one of those things, what do we say it before, is like positivity promotes positivity, right? So confidence builds confidence.
Yeah, and I think another benefit that kind of piggybacks off that is when you adhere to your own beliefs, and leading by example shows that you're adhering to your own beliefs, you're avoiding the notion of a double standard. Instead of telling someone on the team or telling everyone on the team that they need to or they should do something, but then you don't do it yourself, that's not a good way of leading by example. You're not practicing what you preach.
So it's not doing the do as I say, not as I do mentality.
Yes.
Well, it's not having that mentality. It's having the opposite of that mentality.
Right.
So with that confidence, and then with that, and I believe you mentioned this, Jake, it makes it so others start to come to you for questions and answers. You're being more seen as a subject matter expert in wherever you're showing confidence. And that can be a really great thing for your development career, to be seen as that subject matter expert or someone who has answers. Not that you have to have all the answers, and we've talked about how to answer questions that come to you, but that you can be trusted to give some sort of answer, and people see that and then others want to replicate that.
Yeah, I think that's very well said. And what that just reminded me of is when you get into the act of leading by example and uncovering solutions, it can oftentimes lead to uncovering solutions that you didn't even know you had a need for. So the more answers, the more solutions you come up with, I think the more problems you're likely to uncover. And it's going to kind of, it'll have a snowball effect into becoming a much more effective problem solver.
And problem solving is what we do as developers.
It sure is.
All right. Now, that's how it can benefit yourself as a developer to lead by example. But it has other benefits for the team or the people you work with if you work with others in an office environment or a remote environment. It actually holds everyone else to a higher standard. If people are seeing you do that extra work, really giving it your all, they're more inclined to do that. And one of the reasons I think this is, developers, we are problem solvers, but we can be a little competitive in my experience. And so people want to one-up each other. Developers want to one-up each other. Like, that's why you see crazy contests for writing the craziest regex you can do. Or that's why, what was that website we found the other day where it's like,
oh, the console, command,
yeah,
challenge.
Yeah, the command line challenge, where it's like, can you do all these different tasks with one line of commands in a terminal? And why do we do that? Because we want to show that we're slightly better than others. I mean, we want to stroke our own egos. So leading by example forces others on your team or others that you work with to kind of up themselves. And then all of a sudden you have, like you said, it's a snowball effect, and people start trying to do better work and problem solve more effectively.
Right. You set the bar, basically.
All right. Yeah. That's a more concise way to say it.
Well, yeah, no, I'm just kind of distilling it down, but you're right. We are inherently competitive oftentimes as developers, and this is kind of a great way to exploit that.
Yeah. It's a positive way to exploit that.
Right. Yeah. So I think that one other benefit or, you know, important aspect of leading by example is that it promotes growth and learning. And I know one thing that I really admire with your team, Mike, is your weekly presentations during lunch. Do you want to talk about those for a minute?
Yeah, as a quick example. So what my team does is we have our weekly team meetings, and maybe a year or so ago, we changed up the format of it so that each meeting, it's a different person's on the team. They give a presentation, like a session style length, so 30 minutes to 45 minutes. And there's a number of reasons we wanted to do this. One of them was because we realize as a team that communication is very important, and communicating in front of clients, communicating in front of other team members, being able to clearly articulate technical needs is an important skill to have as a developer. So giving people that chance to practice that does a couple of things. Everyone gets better just by the more they practice, but then it promotes others on the team knowing that, hey, next week you're going to have to present to, this goes back to that competitiveness, maybe one up or just do as good as the last person. Second piece it does is everyone presents differently. Everyone has their own little style and their, you know, how they talk and how they demonstrate and how they think about things. And we get to see that through all these presentations. So the people watching learn from that person's example and how they lead themselves in presenting. And so you pick up those skills. And I know as someone on my team who I probably have the most public speaking experience, not including this podcast, but I've learned so much about how to handle myself, my body language, and that goes throughout the rest of what we do in the company. And it's just such a valuable ongoing learning experience, and it's beneficial to everybody.
And it's something that comes by doing and doing it a lot.
Yeah, exactly. It's not, we could sit there and we could have a meeting. It's like, all right, let's talk about how to talk. But by doing it, we're demonstrating it and showing everyone else on the team how to do it and how we, you know, what we've learned. Mm-hmm. So your team actually does something interesting as well for leading by example. You call it end of day emails, right?
Yeah, it's not like a really formal name, but that's kind of what I refer to it as. And basically we have these emails that we send out at the end of every day. And they're to encourage communication between us developers and the project managers. And those end of day emails consist of, I worked on this today. Here's what I was able to get done. Maybe here's what I was not able to get done. Here are the number of hours I spent on it. Here are the hours that I have left this week, and any other relevant details that go along with that. And it can be a little bit of a pain to put that together every day and send those out, but it is really beneficial for the project managers, especially the ones that are keeping track of tight scopes and whatnot. So we do have a developer on our team who puts together the most thorough, beautifully written emails, and I've shared them with the rest of the team before, and it sets the bar high. I would say that her emails have encouraged other people to really step up their end-of-day email game as well.
So both these examples, it's interesting. They revolve around communication in some way, but to our listeners, to take away from these two examples, I think they demonstrate that by having your team involved with this, you're promoting everybody to do better and to get better in areas where the team or individuals may not have the strongest skill set currently, and you want to build that up.
Right. Well said. Maybe it makes sense to talk briefly about personality aspects of people who lead by example.
Yeah, I am interested in this, Jake, because I know you came up with an anagram. or no, an acronym. Sorry, you came up with an acronym.
Yeah, it's not the best acronym, but it's soccer. Soccer as in like kick the soccer ball, but it doesn't have an O or an E in it. So it's soccer without the vowels.
So it's like Flickr. No, wait, Flickr has an I in it.
It's just SCCR.
All right.
But we're gonna go with it. And soccer stands for supportive, collaborative, communicative, and reliable. And these are what I thought to be four key traits of someone who leads by example in a great way, in an effective way. So to be supportive and collaborative means to work well with others and to care for others. And I think a great way of doing that is to listen more than you speak.
Jake, that's a great point. Because when you are just listening, you absorb more. You get to see what others are doing and you take it in, versus if you're just speaking and talking all the time, like you're hearing yourself, but you're not gaining the insights from others.
You ever had conversations with people? I'll see this happening at networking events sometimes when you are talking to someone, you ask them questions and they talk about themselves and you bring up something maybe about yourself and they're just looking off in the distance, or you can just tell that they're waiting for their chance to talk and it doesn't really make you feel like they care much about you. I think, you know, in order to get someone aligned with your vision, you need to show them that you care about them. It's a really important part of marketing that I think often gets overlooked. You're trying to sell someone a product, you need to make it about them.
And that leads into, I sorry to overtalk you. No. to me, that leads into what your second point or your third point of soccer is about being communicative, because what you just explained, and I know we have planned to do something on networking in a future episode, which we can talk on this as well. But what you were just saying, when you're in that sort of conversation, it's not communicating. It's people waiting to talk. Like there, and there's a big difference between that. Like you're saying something, I'm sitting there waiting, thinking about what am I going to say, not hearing what you're saying. So with the personality aspect of someone who leads by example, communication and being communicative is a big thing. Like you're saying, listening to what others have to say.
Right. And I think also with communicate, it's not all about communicating and not listening. It's also about avoiding not communicating, if that makes any sense. So if you are not someone who interacts or engages with the team much, if you don't talk about things with them often, people can't read you. And so it's hard to lead by example because people don't know really what's going on in your head. So communicating is also important in that aspect.
So someone who leads by example is someone who themselves communicates as much as they can, as effectively as they can.
Right. And communicates, not
talks.
Not talks.
Yeah. There's a big difference between communicating and talking.
Right. And then finally, reliability or being reliable. People need to be able to trust you. And if they're going to follow you, they want to have confidence in you. So, you know, establishing trust, definitely very important part of being reliable.
To me, this is a hard R or a capital R in your, not anagram.
Acronym.
Acronym.
They're all capital, Mike.
They're all cap. All right, fine. This is the bold R. Being reliable and building trust, to me, that's one of the most important things you can do as a developer to lead by, not only to lead by example, but just in general to be seen as someone who's trustworthy and capable. It's being reliable so people know they can come to you or they can learn from you. To me, in my personal experience, that is what I seek to do to build up my development career, is be as reliable as I can and to show that through the actions that I do to myself and to my team. And that's what you should do as a developer, in my opinion.
Absolutely, yeah.
Out of these four for your acronyms, which one to you holds the most weight?
I think support and collaboration. If I had to pick one, I would say support. Supporting someone is how you show someone you care about them. And I think that not only is it the first one because it spells soccer, but it's also the first step of getting someone on board, is to show them that you care about them. And then after that, you can continue to foster and build that trust. But it's hard to say that one's more important than the other, because I really do think they all are equally important. They work in tandem to...
I totally agree with that. Yeah, I just wanted to see. I think for everyone out there, like, people are going to gravitate to one of these more than the others, knowing that they're all important. But I think we naturally have different tendencies. Like, I went with reliable and you went with supportive. It's our different personality types.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. And that's not to say that you need to be 100% in all of these. I think they're just good things to keep in mind when you are deliberately leading by example.
I mean, we gave examples already with our teams, but should we give some more examples? I'm asking you. I should ask our listeners. Listeners, should we give some more examples of leading by example? Shall we lead by example with our examples? Oh, man.
I think we should give more examples. Leading by example is something that everyone's heard probably a number of times in their lives, but it's in the context of development, in the context of how we're discussing it today, it could be considered just a general thing. And some folks out there may be wondering what exactly we mean.
What do you want to do? You want to do rock, paper, scissors again, or you want to go first? We haven't done rock, paper, scissors in a while.
I'm okay with going first, but I kind of want to play rock, paper, scissors.
All right, let's do it real quick. We're going to play rock, paper, scissors to see who can give their example first.
This is just best out of one.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh, tie, what? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Tie again. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. What? Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. All right, all right.
Mike won, paper to rock.
We're two on the level, though. So it went, what was that? Scissors, paper, scissor, rock. In paper. Okay. A little ridiculous. Sorry about that. Yeah, so Jake, for my example scenario, something I've experienced for leading by example, it touches on both personally building myself up as leading by example and for a team aspect. And it has to do in development. I hope some of our listeners are familiar with pull requests and writing code and coding standards. So on a project, you probably have coding standards that your team sticks to or tries to stick to. And then if you're working with Git or any sort of code repository, you have pull requests for someone to review your code if you're set up that way. And what I like about these processes is they help lead by example just naturally through them. So on one particular project, we were starting with some developers who are junior developers who didn't really have a good sense of the code quality or the coding standards or how pull requests work and how to give productive feedback or how that's supposed to work. So anytime they submitted a pull request, I was a little hard on them. So I would call out, like, we had plenty of time in the project at this point. So I would call out little things like, oh, you missed a comma here, or that's not indented correctly, like the stupidest things. But I would, in my comments, I would show how to be constructive with your comments. I wouldn't say, you did a bad thing here. I would say, hey, you should check out these standards. This is how people typically format this, and this is how we'd like it. And they took that, updated their code, came back. I would say, great, good job, post a GIF to them so they, like, you did it, and then merge it in. So what that shows to them is the standards in leading by example with, one, how to comment when someone made a mistake, and how we expected the code to be written. Now,
and I would imagine one of the most important parts of this is when you are submitting your PRs, you're also following this format just as you ask them to follow it.
So here's, I was just about to get into that.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. So once they were on the project for a little while and they understood, they got the flow of pull requests, I would start submitting mine to them. I said, hey, junior developers, can you check my pull requests? Now, a couple of times I would make honest mistakes. Other times I'd make deliberate mistakes. But it gave them the chance to say, here's my chance to review Mike's code. It's like they would pick out the littlest things and they'd be really hard on me. But they were learning to pick up the coding standards by me demonstrating it to them. So just intrinsically, they were learning the standards so that they could have the chance to point out my mistakes. So I think that's a positive experience.
I think that's awesome. I love how you took it even a step further and almost gave them an exercise to help cement it in.
Yeah, it was exercise, you know? And it was a validation too, because I was being hard on them when I reviewed their code, and now they could come right back and be hard on me, but they already knew how to constructively give me a comment back and not just say, haha, you messed up. It's like, oh, hey, the standard's like this. And they were learning the standards by my example of what should be done.
I also like that that was a very collaborative way to approach things. You were leading the charge and explaining how the pull request should be formatted, but then you were also asking them to engage, kind of giving them the driver's wheel and having them do the same thing back to you. Is just, it's good. It's not like a I'm above you thing. This is how we're going to do PRs from now on. It's like, hey, we're working together as a team. I reviewed yours, had some suggestions. I need your help now. Review mine.
Yeah, and actually, that's a good point to probably bring up. I don't know if we've said it yet, but leading by example is not about being above other people. It's about bringing others up with you. And just, oh, yeah, actually, you said it, Jake, because you said raising the bar, but it's raising the bar for everybody.
Right.
So, all right, that was mine, since I won Rock, Paper, Scissors, and I got to go first. Jake, what is your story for leading by example?
So that was a good one. Nice job, and nice pull on that paper there. I didn't see that coming. Our VP of tech is a man that I really look up to and has given me a lot of great guidance and has helped shape me into the leader that I am today. And for that, I'm very grateful. And one piece of advice that he gave me, I can't even remember how long ago this was, but he said that, you know, you're going to be dealing with problems and oftentimes you're going to know the solution, but it really helps to hear out everyone else's solution before you just say, here's how we're going to go forth and fix this. So by doing that, you let everyone speak, and that makes them feel like their opinion is valued. And it is. And oftentimes those opinions will be better than the way that I approach it, or different than I would have approached it. Sometimes they're wrong too. And in the cases that they're wrong, I can say, you know, that's a great suggestion. Here are the implications of doing that. which is probably why it's not the best direction to go in. Here is what I would suggest. And that, you know, that kind of reinforces the collaboration aspect. And so I'm coming back to leading by example, because he told me this and I've seen him do it a number of times, and I recognize every time he does it and I really appreciate it. I also now do it as well. And I think one of the great things of leading by example, and I've never actually told him this, maybe he's listening, I don't know. I've never told him this, but one of the great aspects of leading by example is that you may be influencing people in ways that you don't even know you're influencing them. And that positivity trickles down and continues paying itself forward through your team for years to come. And that's what I love about it.
That insight about how you could positively impact people in ways you don't even think of, that did not even cross my mind. That takeaway for our listeners, I hope you're able to take that away. That's great insight, Jake.
You know, you mentioned it earlier, the positivity promotes positivity. That's why even if you don't think that positivity is important, and I know I can be a hypocrite sometimes too. I'm not always the most positive person, but positivity, even if it doesn't seem important in that moment, can end up having impactful results. Anyways, yeah, no, I think those are good examples. And hopefully our listeners have a good idea of what we're talking about now.
So to our listeners, I hope our examples of leading by example lead you by example on how to lead others by example.
That is so meta.
There's got to be a better way to phrase that. But no, I hope our stories of what we've learned so far from leading by example are good examples for you to show how to apply it.
So I think finally, before we wrap this up, Mike, let's talk briefly about how one leads by example. And I'm thinking maybe the first step should be talking to you. I'm talking to you, the listener. You need to identify the change that you would like to see happen. You want to identify the change that you want to incite, right? So you don't just lead by example and hope that that example gets passed down. But if you want to make a change, figure out what that change is.
Now, when you are figuring out what that change is, figure out the why. Like, why is that change important to you? Why do you want to see that change be made? And what benefits does it bring yourself and your team? And use that as a driving factor.
And then reinforce that confidently. Reinforce that confidently to your team. Communication, again, really important aspect. Confidence is another important key when communicating it to your team. If you can't get behind your own vision and say it confidently, then other people aren't going to be confident in you.
And finally, you want to act and take responsibility for performing those actions and actually leading by example. Knowing that you may make a mistake, there may be a setback, but go at it confidently. You know, use that soccer personality type to just go for it. And when you show that confidence, you are going to bring others up with you. They're going to lead you in turn.
Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. Yeah, I like it. We should have just said that and then ended the episode. Just that. Welcome to the DevOps Podcast. Be the change you want to see. The end.
See you later.
All right. Yeah, no, I think that's a concise way to explain like how to lead by example. It doesn't have to be complicated. You can do this. As soon as you're done listening to this episode, you can start leading by example in every aspect of your development career.
So, Mike, let's wrap it up. Cool. So what is leading by example?
Leading by example, put so eloquently by you, Jake, is walking the walk. Not just saying something, it's doing it. It's putting yourself behind your actions.
And then as for why it's important, we explain how it's twofold. It benefits you and it benefits your team. It benefits you in that it establishes you as an authority and builds trust around your role as a leader.
And finally, to be someone who leads by example, you want to be a soccer player, to use Jake's anagram.
Acronym.
To use Jake's acronym. One day I'll get the right words. I need a word a day calendar. Soccer, SCCR. You want to be supportive. You want to be communicative, collaborative, and reliable. And keeping those traits in mind with how you do your work as a developer will help you naturally lead by example.
And then finally, how to actually lead by example. We kind of broke it down into four steps. So identify the change that you want to incite. 2, determine the why. Why is it important? 3, communicate that vision confidently to your team so they can get behind it. And then 4, act that out in a way that reinforces your vision.
Now, you know a couple of examples of how Jake and I have either been led by example or have tried to lead by example. We'd like to know your examples. We want to hear from you listeners about how you've led by example or been led and inspired by people you work with. Send us a story about it at our email address, hello@developingup.com. Or maybe if you can fit it in 140 characters, maybe as an acronym, tweet us at... See, I got it that time, Jake.
That was good. Nice.
Tweet us at DevUp Podcast or lead others by example by leaving us a rating and review on iTunes or Google Play or Stitcher. Help others know that it's okay to leave a review and a rating to help us be motivated to keep raising the bar for you guys.
Mike, can I just say that I am so glad the soccer thing stuck?
It was good. I like it, Jake.
I wrote that in, and I just, in my head, I just pictured you opening the Google Doc and being like, ugh, we're getting rid of that.
No, I love acronyms. So
cool.
Especially now that I can remember the word. Yeah, so I think that's it for this episode. I want to thank Tom, one of our listeners, for submitting it to us.
Yes, thank you again, Tom. We really appreciate it. There's going to be a sticker in the mail for you.
Yeah. And if you are curious about how to get your own sticker, send us a topic, something you want to hear us talk about. And if we use it, we will send you a sticker. I'll post, if you haven't seen it on our Twitter yet, I will post a picture with the show notes about what these kick-ass stickers look like.
Nice.
And you can get one for yourself.
Cool. All right. And I think that'll about do it. So until next time on Developing Up.
Thank you for listening as always.
Take care, everybody.